Reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network and joined by Minnesota Beef Council, Kelly Schmidt. And Kelly, thanks so much for taking some time to talk today. How has convention been going so far?
Yeah, thanks. Good to be seeing you down here in Nashville. So far, convention's going really well. I think there's a lot of energy here, and it's always fun to get back together face-to-face, see fellow producers, fellow industry leaders, and just talk about what's going on in our industry. So far, it's been a really good event.
Certainly. So you and I were talking beforehand. We just wrapped up a cattle facts session where we see some of the data. We solidify, okay, what are our inventories at? Where are they going? What do the market trends look like? I know CEO Randy Block started out by saying, beef demand is strong, the strongest it's been in 33 years. That just solidifies what you guys do with the checkoff work.
That's exactly right. You know, it's nice to see that and to hear those kind of examples where, you know, a lot of our work is working, you know, both domestically and globally. Demand is extremely strong, and that's because our producers make a really great product that we just work hard to promote, work hard to, you know, invest in research to continue that going. So we're going to try and keep up and continue to ride that demand wave, and then hopefully we can make everything else in terms of the rest of the supply chain kind of fall in place. But we're excited that there's solid proof that consumers are demanding our product.
Well, when we talk about beef promotion, we talk about, you know, the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. That got a facelift almost 3 years ago now, and that's part of the promotion piece. But, you know, ultimately we decide on those promotions at a federal level. You know, some of those dollars trickle back to the state, and some of the state dollars trickle up to the federal level. So can you bring this to a local level and tie those two together with what the Minnesota Beef Council does?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. You said it well. You know, the way the checkoff works in our state is, yes, 50 cents of that dollar that's collected every time an animal's sold, 50 cents goes to the federal, and then 50 cents stays home. And we really use that to promote the beef product in our state in the important areas. And that's what my staff and I do is making sure we're spending those dollars wisely. And the nice thing about it is being a qualified council working with the national office is we have those great resources that the national team puts together, so we don't have to, you know, as the saying goes, reinvent that wheel. We can go ahead and use the really popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaigns. They're doing some really awesome things about showcasing beef's role in sustainability, so we utilize that, and then we can showcase that. But then we can get even more targeted and make some of our own content closer to home to really promote it within our state where it's needed. So that's kind of the way this system kind of works, and the nice thing is we have producers that are on our board at the Minnesota level that decide what we're doing in the state, and then there's producers that are leaders and are here at these meetings on a national level that make those decisions. So it's a good system once you start to really see how it all works.
Yes. Well, again, Kelly Schmidt, CEO, Minnesota Beef Council from the Cattle Industry Convention. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, and go out and continue to eat beef. And I want to thank our producers for making a great product.